loafers, sandals.
Mm-hmm. What about different kinds of hairstyles?
I mean, shags and, mm-hmm. and Dutch boy haircut, stuff like that.
What would you call the haircut you have?
I don't know.
Would you say it's kind of Dutch boy?
Yeah. Just
a little down past your ears and bangs on the front?
Mm-hmm.
What about women's hairstyles? What kind would you have?
I don't know, frosted and stuff like that.
What might a woman do to her hair to change its color or something?
Dye it.
If she wanted to make it blonde, she might.
Bleach it.
Uh-huh. What would you call maybe a boy or a man with very womanish ways?
Sissy? Gay person?
Uh-huh. Or would there be other names for that?
I don't know. Probably would be.
Uh-huh. What might you call a girl or a woman with very mannish ways?
Tomboy.
Uh-huh. And if she was very masculine, you might call her.
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Would you have other names for a male homosexual?
No.
Or a female homosexual?
Mm-mm.
What about a sexually overactive male?
No.
What would a stud be?
I don't know.
What about a sexually overactive female?
I don't know. Slut or something.
Mm-hmm. What about a sexually indiscreet male?
I don't know. Gay.
Mm-hmm. What would you call an ugly boy or man?
Zit face.
Or, what about an ugly girl?
A dog.
Mm-hmm. Or would there be other names you could say?
No.
What about a really attractive girl?
Fox.
Oh, would there be other names?
No.
What about a very attractive man or boy?
Not no.
What about somebody that's a real bookish person? They might want to always, you know, they'd always be trying to figure out what the teacher wanted them to do so they could do it.
Right, I don't know.
Uh-huh. Or what would you call a person who always answered questions in class?
And too smart for pants.
Uh-huh.
Too smart.
Uh-huh. What about a brown noser? What would that be?
Am I nosing in all the time?
Uh-huh.
Nosy.
What about in, what would you, the first place you go after kindergarten you'd call?
Elementary.
And then you'd go to?
Junior high.
And then you'd go to?
Senior high.
What kind of fence would you have around the playground?
Barbed wire fence.
Uh-huh. And around a baseball park you might have a?
Pivot fence.
How would you describe a pivot fence?
One with the steel prongs on the top of it, catch you all up.
Mm-hmm. Where might you exercise at school? You might go in the
gym.
Mm-hmm.